Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Genesis chapter 15, verses 1 through 6. After this, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your very great reward. But Abram said, Sovereign Lord, what can you give me since I remain childless, and the one who will inherit my estate is Eliezer of Damascus? And Abram said, You have given me no children, so a servant in my household will be my heir. Then the word of the Lord came to him, This man will not be your heir, but a son who is your own flesh and blood will be your heir. He took him outside and said, Look up at the sky and count the stars, if indeed you can count them. Then he said to him, So shall your offspring be. Abram believed the Lord, and he credited it to him as righteousness. God's promises shine bright. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. What's something a kid might want really badly? A new video game? A best friend? More time before school starts again? Everyone has wishes, even people in the Bible. A long time ago, there was a man named Abram. God had already blessed Abram in big ways. He had land, animals, and lots of servants. God had even protected him from enemies and promised to stay with him. But even with all that, Abram's heart was still sad. There was something he wanted more than anything else. What did he want? A son. Abram had no children, and he was getting old. He thought maybe his servant would get everything he owned someday. So Abram did something important. He talked to God about it. And guess what? God listened, just like a loving father listens to his child. God took Abram outside under the starry sky and said, Look up, count the stars if you can. That's how big your family will be someday. God promised Abram a son, but not just a son. A huge family would come from him. And even more amazing, Jesus the Savior would be born from that family line. Sometimes kids feel like their prayers don't matter, but that's not true. Just like God heard Abram, God hears you. He wants you to talk to him about your hopes, worries, and dreams. We may not always get exactly what we want, but we can trust God always gives us what we need. He already gave us the most important gift, Jesus. Jesus died and rose again to open the way to heaven. Now we have something better than anything money can buy, God's love and the promise of forever with him. So whenever you feel sad or unsure, look up like Abram did. God's promises still shine bright. We give thanks in prayer. Dear God, thank you for listening to our prayers and giving us Jesus our Savior. Help us trust your promises like Abram did. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.